This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Kim Swoboda. Kim is a brilliant sort of coach, leader, thinker. We're going to talk to her today about what pieces of advice she would give to a CEO today and a little bit about what she's most focused on and excited about this year. Kim, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Scott, and it's so good to be here with you today. So I'm Kim Swoboda. I'm the CEO and founder of Aspiration Catalyst, where we empower leaders to be bold and build teams that are excuse-proof and goal-crushing. And gosh, just three pieces of advice. There's so many. But I think one of the most important ones right now is one that I learned a long time ago, and it is CEOs, stay in your helicopter. And what do I mean when I say stay in your helicopter? We need you up at the, you know, whatever it is. I don't know what helicopters fly at. Let's say 30,000 feet. We need you at the high altitude view so that you can see what's going on, right, from a strategy perspective. And oftentimes what I find, especially when we're talking about CEOs that maybe are very hands-on, maybe they recently had a startup or they've done many startups, they're very entrepreneurial, is sometimes they have a hard time not jumping down to the ground to roll up their sleeves and help out. And that isn't where your teams need you. You need to empower them. You hired them, you brought them in for a reason. Let them do what they do best. And you do what you do best, which is that high-level view, making sure that you've got the view of the landscape overall and that your team is actually, you know, working in the most important place at the right time.
Fantastic. And it's really a fascinating issue. And what spot is it where how the CEO manages this balance, he or she, between macro sort of managing, macro looking at what's going on, macro building teams and so forth, versus getting into the details and visiting with a customer or visiting with a core hire? What's that balance of those two things between being a helicopter, being at, you know, 10,000 feet to hire versus jumping in and helping? How do you hit that balance?
I think that's a great question. And I think that's part of the challenge is that we want to be involved with our businesses. We want to be involved with our clients and with, you know, our employees. So it makes sense. And I'm not suggesting that we don't keep those really important connections. But when you find yourself in the place where you're sort of explaining how to do something, then chances are that's when you need to get back up and just focus on the what. As leaders, we need to be focused on, like, what are we achieving? What is it that, what is the goal? You know, where are we going? That's the most important role that we can play. And then when we empower our teams to do what they do best in the way that they do it best, that's the how. So leaders, stay out of the how. You focus on the what. Hold up that lantern so that people can clearly see the path that they're going on. But you know, when you start to roll up your sleeves and start problem solving and things like that, you're probably too far in. I had a great boss that I worked for many years, and this was where this whole term came from: stay in your helicopter. He was so good at getting things done. He was an execution expert. Like, he was awesome at it. But his role as executive vice president, he didn't need to be executing anymore. He had all of us to do that. And so when he would start to get excited about something and jump down into the weeds with us, we'd be like, all right, time to get back in your helicopter. And we would all sort of laugh about it. And then he would, you know, he would sort of step back and let us figure out the how. So, you know, again, maintaining connection with customers, important. Maintaining connection with frontline employees, definitely do it. But when you find yourself explaining how to do something, that's the time to take the step back.
Fantastic. And talk about, Kim, you're always active. You're always busy. You're always touching the most interesting people. What are you most focused on and excited about this year, 2021, as we get to the second of the year? Where are you most focused?
Well, thank you. I think that there's so much going on, and I'm super excited about the fact that there's so much pent-up energy and excitement just out in the marketplace right now between employees and clients. And my feeling is this: let's leverage it. So when all is going well, that's when you want to pour more in, you want to maximize it. Definitely not taking our foot off of the accelerator right now. So I've got this great client in healthcare and they are growing like crazy. They actually launched in the middle of the pandemic. So obviously not really ideal timing for them, but it all ended up going incredibly well. They have a product that is being extremely well received by the marketplace. They're hiring like crazy. They're expanding into new markets. And one of the ways that they're ensuring that they are achieving success is by really making sure that their leadership team is staying in lockstep. So we've been doing a lot of work around how do we really connect with each other? How do we leverage the strengths of each person on the team? How do we basically work through conflict and any of the, you know, sort of role and goal challenges that we have, because we're a growing company and we're figuring a lot of things out on the fly. And I am so proud of them and all of the great work that they're doing. And they're just, you know, really, they're growing in the right way. And they are going to achieve, I'm sure, very great long-term success as a result of it.
Fantastic. So exciting. And how Kim, how can people learn more about you? How can they hire you? How can they work with you? Tell us about yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. So would love to hear from you. You can email me at Kimberly@aspirationcatalyst.com, or you can learn more about our services at www.aspirationcatalyst.com.
Fantastic. Kim, thank you again so much for joining us. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.